Hey booze, what's going on? It is your girl Raymu with Florida Culture, and thank you so much for tuning in. Today I have a very special guest, one of my good friends, Sheena Nicole. She's actually a Bostonian turned Brooklynite. She's a brand consultant that specializes in brand identity development and management. She's a serial entrepreneur with features in People Magazine and online fashion publication Heaven Has Heels. She's a speaker and educator with guest appearances at L'Oreal and General Assembly. I mean, all around, she's a soul sister who's here for all the good vibes, good food, and good people that the world has to offer. So tune in as we get into this dope topic about how to maintain our Black girl magic in a toxic environment. Thank you.
Hey girl, so being a boss woman and just trying to accomplish goals and dreams, like you really have to navigate through like work environments. And I think it's really important to have the experience mm-hmm. and working in corporate, whatever industry, but it's important to learn how to work well with others.
It is.
And people in general are just crazy. Yeah, it takes a lot. Like, it took me a while, a few years, like a hard 7 years to figure out, okay, yes, there's politics within a workspace.
Yes.
That's inevitable. Mm-hmm. But then you have to learn how to, like, not let things get to you,
know? Growing that thick skin. Yes, yeah. It's hard. And I mean, that was a big learning experience for me as well, not being from New York. You know, I'm from a small town where things are much, much different. So mm-hmm. coming here and kind of being thrown in the belly of the beast.
Yeah.
You know, I remember early on having my feelings hurt a lot.
Yeah, same.
You know?
Yeah.
And, you know, getting older and understanding the best way to navigate in those spaces mm-hmm. while growing that thick skin mm-hmm. to not allow everything to penetrate you. I mean, yeah. I'm still a work in progress because some things are just... Woo,
you gotta woosah.
You gotta say the Lord is my shepherd a few times out loud and just I shall not want. You
yes.
know, I
mean it's a corner, okay. You gotta walk away, you gotta breathe.
Woo.
Yeah.
There's a lot of things that go into it, you know, and I'm still a work in progress. I was just having a conversation with two of my good friends this morning mm-hmm. about you know, certain things that still kinda, you know, penetrate my spirit.
Yeah.
And them telling me, you know, or giving me advice on how to not allow that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but sometimes it's hard because sometimes people just, they don't give up. They mm-hmm. don't relent in coming at you.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I think that's in this moment, in the space that I'm in now, God is teaching me mm-hmm. how to overcome that.
Yes.
Because I haven't mastered it yet.
Yes.
But we're going to get there because
yeah.
God is good.
All right. It takes patience.
Patience.
That is something I am still struggling with just a little bit in okay. other areas of my life, not necessarily like with work environments. But that is something I've struggled with probably like my whole entire life in
okay.
terms of just being impatient with things happening when
yeah.
I want it to.
Right.
And then understanding, okay, well, it just can't happen that way.
Not
or,
yet.
You know, you pray about it doesn't mean it's going to happen 2 seconds later,
right.
you know, so you have to have patience. But then you have to have patience within yourself
mm-hmm.
too. Like, That's a lot.
It is a lot.
Yeah.
It is a lot. It takes a lot of self-discipline and
mm-hmm.
mastery.
Yeah.
And it's real.
Because people be asking for it. I remember I did a story or something on my IG story.
Yeah.
And I was just like, yo, the way that my piece is set up is just like, it's a beautiful thing. But some of y'all...
Woo! Be trying it.
Y'all be trying me.
Man,
but the thing is,
yes.
I'm not like gonna let y'all get that glory though.
Yeah.
You're not gonna get that glory,
and that's what I'm still working on. I think I do pretty well.
Mm-hmm.
So you know what I mean? This ties into the topic today of like how to maintain your Black girl magic
right.
in a toxic environment,
right?
You know, in a difficult situation,
yeah.
In those challenges that we face on a day to day,
yeah.
With so many different things, and you know, I think I do pretty well for the most part. You know,
mm-hmm.
I've learned, I think a quote that has really helped me out that someone said to me about a year ago was, how someone treats you
mm-hmm.
is the truest reflection of how they feel about themselves.
Mm.
And it struck me because I never had thought of it from that perspective
mm-hmm.
before. And I think it helped me to not only grow that extra layer of thick skin that I needed to, you know, take me to that next level, but it also helped me be a little bit more understanding and compassionate towards other people that might be, you know, spewing the negative or
right.
the toxicity.
Right.
that's really their problem.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of it has absolutely nothing to do with you.
Yes.
And I think that the moment that you can really understand that, accept it, internalize it,
mm-hmm.
and realize, it helps you realize that that's not something I should even pay attention to.
No, you learn how to pick and choose your battles.
Absolutely.
Not everything deserves a reaction.
No.
And when you start to practice that more on a subconscious and conscious level,
yes.
on all environments besides work, you will start to just walk in peace. Like, nothing will be able to penetrate you. You'll
yes.
be able to react to it, but almost like a numb feeling. Like, you got that, you know, went to the dentist, whatever. Your mouth is just, like, so numb from getting that tooth pull. You will just be so numb for that Novocaine throughout your whole entire body and spirit.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
And that's not to say that you don't care about them, but it's like, we're all hurting. We
right.
all have flaws and pains in our life.
Mm-hmm.
So, unfortunately, a lot of people, they internalize it so much where they don't seek help for mental health for it,
right.
which is really, really important. And they project that and spew that to others around them, especially with those they interact with on a regular basis.
Mm-hmm.
And we all know, when you go to work, you probably spend most of your time there during the day than you will probably spend at home with your family or
right.
with yourself.
Right.
So... Yeah. Naturally, we're going to get more of that nice love that they like to give to us.
Right. But even sometimes you go home and have to deal with it from family, too.
Yeah.
Which makes it extra hard, which acts, you know, it creates another layer to the whole thing.
Yeah.
You know, because that's real. I mean, we all deal with issues and problems with the workplace.
Yes.
With family, with friends, with dating,
mm-hmm.
you know, especially being here in New York City.
Yeah.
It feels like there's something constantly coming at you from... various angles, right?
Right.
So maintaining that magic
mm-hmm.
through all of that,
mm-hmm.
Y'all, it's hard as fuck. It's hard as
yeah.
fuck. Excuse my language. I'm so sorry. But it's hard.
Yeah.
And it really takes the discipline and the self-mastery to get to that place, to get to that energy level
mm-hmm.
to not allow it to knock you off your pedestal
mm-hmm.
or, you know, deter you from where you're trying to go.
Right.
You know? I think things for me outside of that quote that I just shared is also understanding yourself and
mm-hmm.
being able to understand yourself, understand what you're willing to tolerate and what you're not,
mm-hmm.
And understanding how to articulate what you're not willing to put up with.
Right.
Because, you know, where we are, especially in the workplace, you do have to maintain a certain level of professionalism.
Of course.
And, you know, sometimes your spirit is just ready to get buck.
Yeah.
Like, you're just ready to rip and ride.
A-T-L ho.
Okay? But you have to remember where you are, and you have to remember, you know, you don't want, you know, because getting buck,
mm-hmm.
you know, sometimes it happens, but it's those small little things that can kind of deter you off the path of where you're trying to go. And you
yeah.
know, you don't want that for yourself.
No. The sooner you learn how to control that.
Yes.
And just learning how to pick your battles.
Yes.
The smoother the ride of life goes
yes.
a little bit.
It will be a little smoother.
Yeah, life
yes.
is not easy at all.
No.
I'm looking back, my mom have told me that so many times when I was little, and I'm looking now, I'm like, yo, she was right. I understand why she said that and why she says it still to this day.
Yes, yes.
But when you learn to navigate and pick up these skills along the way, when you realize certain things that it's not everyone else, sometimes you have to dig deep within yourself, find
yeah.
self-love, give time to yourself for love.
Yes.
You'll be able to grow.
Mm-hmm.
And with growing, you'll be able to grow in all kind of environments. So
yes.
whether it's toxic with work, or home, you'll be able to navigate and make better choices to speak up to say, you know what, this I will tolerate, this I won't. These are my parameters, respect it, or, you know, that's it. Like, this is not what I'm going to attain this year.
Right.
So.
And I think the most important thing to remember around that is that not everybody is going to like it.
Yeah.
And you've got to be okay with that, too.
Yeah.
And it might result in some people not liking you.
Yeah.
And that's going to be okay with you as well.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that comes with knowing yourself and building your confidence and understanding that you don't need everyone to like you.
Yeah.
I think it's more important to have people respect you
mm-hmm.
at the end of the day. I
mm-hmm.
think we live in you know, an age where everybody's just looking to get attention and likes.
Yeah.
And you know, they want to be accepted and they want to be in the in crowd. But I think a lot of people are forgetting their integrity and yeah. they're forgetting, you know, like their mission and their value mm-hmm. and what they actually stand for just to get on. Mm-hmm. And it's like, you know, that's something my grandmother taught me when I was young. Mm-hmm. And I mean, for some of the great minds that I follow on social media, Jada Pinkett Smith, Tracee Ellis Ross, mm-hmm. You know, Angela Bassett, women of that caliber, queens, mm-hmm. I think women of that caliber all have the same type of sentiment in how they move. Yeah. You know, it's, I stand to be respected before I'm liked. Mm-hmm. And they have done such deep soul searching that they're okay 100% with who they are
yeah.
and what they're doing and how they're moving out here.
Mm-hmm.
And they've done it in a way that's so eloquently articulate that I think you can't help but like love what they're doing.
Yeah.
You know? So I mean, those are women that I follow and take examples from, and I think that they have really helped me, you know, to understand and get into a space where, you know, I have to understand that, like, I have to build the confidence first. And I have to understand that not everybody's going to like it when you set boundaries or you set restrictions, but it's about you.
Right.
And what feels good to you and what feels good to your spirit and what works for your overall life, because it's yours.
Yeah.
And it's important to remember that.
Yeah.
I think another thing that really helps me is meditation. Meditation, get your sage out, get your crystals.
Yeah.
Okay. Get it all out there, you know, and tap into some sort of higher being, whatever you believe, whatever it may be
yeah.
that you believe in, if you don't believe, whatever it is. Mm-hmm. I mean, tap into something, even mm-hmm. if it's just self.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know that you can go somewhere to release some of that energy
yeah.
that might trickle over from the difficulties of unhealthy environments or unhealthy interactions, mm-hmm. right? I feel like those are some of the things that help me. Having a strong and supportive tribe, mm-hmm. your people.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like I said, therapy. Well, because you don't want to spew to your people all the time. You want
right.
your interactions with your people to be positive and uplifting.
Because sometimes those interactions or going to them for counsel could
right.
actually do more damage to the situation and
See?
You than providing what you really need, healing.
Right.
So my mom has always taught me, even when I was little, my brother, even to this day, that, you know, when you are going through things, what you need to do is just pray.
Right.
Go to the Lord
okay.
and pray.
Okay.
Before you do anything, pray.
Okay.
You know, just do, and I firmly believe that, I believed it before, but I definitely believe it now, just after, like, going through certain transitions to my life, mm-hmm. right now, that you have to seek a higher being counsel, whatever it is that you believe in,
Absolutely.
Or some form of foundation to kind of keep you straight through the different storms, mm-hmm. Because they're going to come. You just have to learn how to ride it mm-hmm. and just get through it. Mm-hmm. But you have to, faith to me is all I have, you
mm-hmm.
know?
Mm-hmm.
And that's how I move about with life. That's how I go about producing this podcast mm-hmm. or just doing visual projects or any of the things that I'm aspiring to do or be
right.
is all with faith.
Mm-hmm.
So that is just like, besides having self-love, you have to have faith, just not only in God or whatever you want to believe in, but in yourself too,
right.
that you are able to do this and accomplish things.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Yeah.
It's the biggest thing. And I think, you know, it's really helped me. You know, I was 10 years ago, I was a completely different person.
Right.
And,
same.
And I remember being really unhappy.
Mm-hmm.
And now for where I've come and the lessons that I have learned, I am so grateful.
Mm-hmm.
That I chose me.
Yes.
You know, over anything. And I couldn't be happier with the person that I am now. Like I said, I'm still a work in progress.
We all are.
You know, there's some things I know I need to work on
yeah.
that aren't perfect.
Yeah.
But I realize them.
Yeah.
And I am taking steps to master
mm-hmm.
and overcome.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that speaks volumes. You know, and It's a lot out here, y'all. It's draining.
No, it's a lot. There's a meme that says that, I think it's like a girl that looks like she's so in distress. Like, I'm just trying to, like, be a human, go
okay.
answer my text messages, go to the gym, make bake cookies, go
okay.
to work,
put my
come home.
Oil on. I mean, it's a
right.
lot.
Right. It's
okay.
a lot. And still try to show up people's birthdays and celebrations.
Okay.
It's a lot just to be a human being and functioning and to be happy. A lot of people, unfortunately, are walking around
just out
still
here.
Just out here for mm-hmm. one, and two, just out here carrying pain with them.
Yes. You know, a lot of people out here not living but just existing.
Yes. Those are two different things.
And it's two totally different things.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, I feel bad for a lot of folks.
Yeah.
Because the amount of pain and hurt that people are walking around with that they don't acknowledge is astonishing.
Yeah.
I mean, just here in New York City alone.
Yes.
The type of energy that you run into on a regular basis is mind-blowing.
Girl.
Okay?
Oh, yes. But, girl, when I came back from New York, like, from Christmas holiday...
Yeah.
I probably was away a little too long because when I came back, I was in shock, just looking around like, is this?
Yes.
I'm back in New York.
It's a real
thing. It's a huge culture shock.
Yes.
Almost, because there's so many people, unfortunately, especially within the Black community, who are just walking around with mental health issues.
Yes.
And who have not sought help for it yet.
Right.
But it's so rampant, especially like with the homeless and people on the train, like panhandling and everything. You see that so often, but it's really a shock. Like, dang, we are out here really like hurting, not just like the Black community, but people just in general who don't, you know, choose or don't know that there's help to seek, or know how to seek help for, their hurts and their pain. Like that's, it carries on with you and it trickles down to everything that you do.
And it does. And you know what? And I blame society for putting such a bad rap around mental health.
Yeah.
You know, especially within the Black community, we don't talk.
Mm-hmm.
We don't talk about it.
Mm-hmm.
We have just been accustomed to sweeping it under the rug and acting like it doesn't exist and just going on our merry way like nothing's wrong.
Mm-hmm.
And that is the biggest issue I think we face as a community, but as a whole, I think, you know, we've done that too. Just like, oh, it's no big deal.
Mm-hmm.
Just, you know, we'll just overlook that or just get over it and move on. Which sometimes it's not that easy,
yeah.
You know, with so many things that you have to deal with nowadays, you know, and it's getting harder and harder.
Yes.
You know, with all this access that we have now to each other via social media.
Yeah.
You know, it's becoming really, really overwhelming.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, dealing with mental health is something that should be a part of your day to day.
Yeah.
It should be something that's a part of your daily, weekly, monthly, yearly routine of self-care.
Yeah.
First acknowledging it, sorting out the help that works for you. You know, maybe therapy isn't for you.
Yeah.
But there are other ways to deal with your issues or deal with the pain. Sometimes it's just about sitting with yourself.
Yes.
And asking yourself those deep, hurtful, serious questions. Why do I feel like this?
Mm-hmm.
What brought me here?
Mm-hmm.
Were there other players in this game that brought me to this place and brought me to why I'm feeling the way that I'm feeling? Understand that. Because I think once you are able to identify what triggers you, it will also help you in your navigation of how to keep your magic alive.
Yeah.
Because when you can recognize a pattern in someone that was once triggering to you or is triggering to you now, you can start to make those associations and you can start to understand how you combat that energy, right?
Mm-hmm.
To keep going and stay uplifted.
Right.
It's real serious.
Yeah.
Another thing is, instead of reacting right away, which some people tend to do, sit back and observe the people that are in the space.
Yes.
How somebody moves will tell you everything about them.
Yes.
They, you know, besides what they say, but, you know, besides the materialistic things that they may have, how someone moves in a space, in a situation, whether it's good or bad, will tell you everything about a person's character.
Yeah.
Which, at the core, is how somebody really operates.
Of course.
And I think once you can pinpoint those different things, you can also, you know, navigate through those spaces in a better way that work for you.
Yeah.
I know the workplace is tough. You know, I struggle in the workplace and I have for a long time.
Same.
These folks out here.
It's tough. But once you start to learn, I think just how to master yourself a bit more.
Yeah.
It does get easier. You pick and choose which battles you're able to stand up and, you know, speak for yourself. And whether it's good or bad situations, especially situations where it may be sticky and you have to say, hey, you know what, this doesn't look right. I'm acknowledging that I see it. I'm not being blind to it. Please, mm-hmm. and you know, please and thank you. Don't do it again.
Right, right. And you know what is this? It's so funny because this is the second part of the conversation I was having with two good friends earlier,
uh-huh.
where it was like, you know, they were giving me advice on how to get better at just telling people no.
Yes.
And it's not that I'm not good at it. It's just that I guess in certain situations I still feel like I shouldn't or I cannot.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, what they were saying to me was that, no, if you know, you're in a situation that makes you feel uncomfortable in any shape or form, you have every right to just stop it where it is, mm-hmm. and let somebody know,
mm-hmm.
that they're making you feel uncomfortable.
Yeah, that's part of the magic.
It is. And, you know, I'm good at it sometimes, and then sometimes I'm just, again, I feel like maybe I shouldn't,
right.
or I can't. I think two things that I'm still, that are still opportunity areas for me, mm-hmm. are, I can't stand passive aggressiveness.
Girl.
Let me tell you what, okay, that is something that still pains me, and it still strikes me in the heart like a dagger.
Yeah.
When it's happening.
Mm-hmm.
So that's one thing that I'm really trying to work on getting over, and just building that extra layer of thick skin to understand how to navigate through it. Another thing is, I sometimes struggle with women.
Mm-hmm.
Women in general, and then also women in the workplace.
Yeah.
And I think it's women who don't understand boundaries and we'll just say that. Women that don't understand boundaries.
Yeah, but I think too, like, it could also include women that don't understand themselves. Who
right.
are missing something or some things in their life from their childhood. Again, that was not have not been addressed.
Right.
So therefore, it trickles down to how they interact with others.
Yeah.
A lot of it, like when I was little, my mom would tell me that, you know, working with women is the toughest thing.
Yes.
And especially women in power,
mm-hmm.
because they don't know how to act.
Right. Right.
And that is definitely true. It's not true for every single woman, but for some, you're going to find one little apple that's going to be, you know, falling hard from that tree and trying to shake up everyone else too as well.
Oh.
So you just have to learn how to navigate through that and around them. But it's so funny, like when you said the passive aggressiveness, like that I have a issue with. Because I'm so direct and I'm very headstrong and head
same
on.
Here. Same here. Yeah.
And I don't beat around the bush. Like if yeah. I have something to say to you, if I'm bothered by it, I'll give it some time to breathe and for me to articulate my thoughts
right.
properly
right.
without having so much emotion attached to it for me to say anything damaging that would, you know, hurt
right.
that person.
Right.
But I've learned to just, you know, as they are as passive aggressive, I will be even more passive aggressive around them.
Yes.
In terms of reacting to them and giving that satisfaction. Because sometimes people are just doing things to test you. They know what's going to tick you off.
Gotcha.
They want to see you get upset. They some people loathe in the fact of other people's misery.
And that's so sad to
yeah.
me. I pray for them, folks. I pray for them, folks.
Yeah.
I ask Jesus to give them a little extra attention
yeah.
or something. Because that's, to me, that's sad.
Yes.
To know that someone is hurting that badly.
Yeah.
That's sad to me. But
mm-hmm.
at the same time, it doesn't give you a pass
mm-hmm.
to project that onto me or other people.
Mm-hmm.
I don't believe it's my problem to help heal you.
No.
I can give you words of encouragement.
Mm-hmm.
I can give you words of inspiration and motivation. But it's not my job to be a resource for you.
Right.
And I think that's what I struggle with, a lot with white women.
Okay.
Being a woman of color and
mm-hmm.
having to deal with white women in different spaces, especially the workplace.
Mm-hmm.
Another space that I'm struggling with is constantly feel like that I should be a resource or some type of checkpoint for white women.
Mm.
That's been really hard for me. I think I've struggled throughout my career in different places that I've worked with women that just don't really let up. They want to be your friend so bad.
Yeah.
They don't know how to penetrate you, so they do everything under the sun.
Mm-hmm.
not understanding the subtle cues or not even understanding the directness. Because, you know, there's several times I've been very direct with counterparts.
Yeah.
And they still don't get it.
Yeah.
Or they didn't really process what I said and they just keep doing what they want to do anyway.
Mm.
And for me, that's another irk.
Yeah.
Don't just do it because that's what you want to do.
Mm-hmm.
Even after I've said something.
Mm-hmm.
Especially after I've said something to you.
Yeah. But then it's crazy because when you react, when you start to maybe that lean of that net to the side or something, it's slowly snapping right back all around.
And you got to
pop that tongue and you got to breathe in and head in, exhale. When you start to say something to them or, you know, then it's like, oh my God. You know, it's almost like it's unwarranted or they're highly offended. But it's like,
yeah.
I've been giving you cues. I've been telling you before. It's what you're doing, what you're saying. I find it to be, you know, it's not welcoming to my spirit. It's offensive to me.
Yes.
But because they don't register it or choose not to, then it's a whole different ball game when then someone is easier to play the victim. And that's a lot of people. It's easier for someone to play the victim than to... You know, take ownership of themselves.
Right. And I think that spans across anybody that's in that space. But
yeah.
Again, with white women, it's almost that like Snow White in distress.
Mm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
that damsel in distress,
mm-hmm.
playing the victim because it's a role that's familiar to them. And it's a role that has helped them propel their agendas and also their, you know, their... an acceptance in their behavior
mm-hmm.
for centuries,
mm-hmm.
right? And as much as it's my responsibility to be mindful of how I behave,
mm-hmm.
I also feel like it's a responsibility for them as well.
Yeah.
I think they get a lot of passes and they get a lot, again, they get a lot of, you know, grievances around, you know, the distress, and it overshadows the behavior. And
yeah.
it makes it acceptable. And for me, I feel like if I have to be on my P's and Q's, so do you.
Yeah.
And again, it's about just having those open and honest conversations
mm-hmm.
in those spaces or in those moments that it's happening. Which, again, I'm still learning how to navigate in that space and trying to understand how I can, in a professional and an articulate way,
mm-hmm.
that gets my point across but doesn't offend anyone.
Right.
And, you know... It's a journey. It's a journey that I'm still working on, but I'm hoping to have it mastered in 2019.
Okay.
Okay. I'm hoping to have it there this year.
Yeah.
Because I'm tired.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm tired. Excuse me. I'm tired. And I just want to live my best life, just like anybody else.
Yeah.
You know, I wanna feel loved. I wanna feel cared for. I wanna feel respected.
Mm-hmm.
I wanna feel like I matter.
Mm-hmm.
As a woman of color.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I think another thing that has really helped me is, like, changing my mindset.
Mm-hmm.
Mindset is a big thing. And, we, you know, mindset seems to be a constant across a lot of different platforms.
Yeah.
Whether you're in business, for, you know, personal, you know, your personal life, your romantic
mm-hmm.
life, you know, your friendships, your relationships, things of that nature. You know, mindset.
Yeah.
And I have to say that, you know, changing a lot of things in my mind or how I thought of them, changing my perspectives have really helped me build a lot more confidence
yes.
this time around, you know, in this new chapter of life.
Yeah.
And I can say it's probably been the most helpful thing in maintaining my magic in difficult situations,
mm-hmm.
in toxic environments, in unhealthy environments. And, you know, how you think about things, how you perceive things... it really does help.
Yes.
You know, so taking those moments to sit with yourself and figure out why and healing and changing the tape in your brain is probably the biggest thing that will help you the most.
Yeah. Choosing yourself, choosing how you speak to yourself, speak over yourself, what
yes.
you choose to speak over yourself
yes.
is very, very important. I'm a big advocate of just taking time out in the day, preferably in the morning before everything gets started and moving.
Yes.
Just to think about just happy thoughts.
Yeah.
And what you want your day to go, how you want your day to go about, who you want to run into, you know, situations, blessings, you know, coming up, you know, whatever things you want to happen for yourself that day, you really have to spend time to put that out there.
You do. Be intentional with your thoughts and your actions and your and the words that you're speaking out into the universe, because thoughts, actions,
it's everything,
and speech, they all have vibrations that go out into the universe. And the universe hears you when you speak, when you think, when you act. And what it does is whatever it's taking in, it's regurgitating and giving it right back to you. And it's real. It's a real thing. So those things that carry vibrations are important to be mindful of.
Words are power.
They are.
Every single word that you speak over yourself, and that's why I'm really happy where I'm at right now in this transition of just having time to spend more time with myself and really be more focused and have more control on my thoughts than I normally would. Because with the hustle and bustle, living in New York, moving about, doing, accomplishing things, being a creative, whichever, you tend to sometimes get lost in the mix, and you can't pull, you don't, you're not able to like step out of the situation and observe things,
very easy to
or
do
just
that.
Even, you know, speak good things over yourself. So you get caught up in the motions, and then before you know it, you are feeling, you know, going crazy because you're stuck on the 4 train and it's underground and you need to get home, and it's like, you know, you're 10 minutes late for your famous show or, you know, proper show. Like, you have to choose, you have to be able to be in different moments to just, you know what? Let me take this time for myself. It's going to be okay. And just go with the flow. It doesn't do anything to get agitated with it.
And it also is very easy to fall victim to other people's opinions of you. You know, if you live in a major city like New York or LA or something, you know, I mean, there's this, it's this invisible cloud that kind of floats over your head if if you're kind of like working and trying to do different things in a big city where, you know, you always got to be on, you always got to be in it, you always got to be, you know, moving and doing different things like that, when you really don't. I think that there's various different avenues and channels that people can tap into to achieve their dreams without having to be all up in it,
right?
You know, or even just achieving that peace that you're looking for. You know, sometimes it's about taking yourself out of the mix. And again, like you said, just being with you, okay, because at the end of the day, that's what you have. Is you. And all the things that you have going on, you know, we're all multifaceted people. You know, human beings, we have a lot of layers to us, a lot of complexities, and it's important to know all of that within yourself. You know, and it will, and I promise you, it will make navigating life easier, as we mentioned before. It will make navigating love and friendship and work, and just personal relationships easier. You know, and I can attest to that. You know, like I said, like, you know, 10 years ago, 15, 20 years ago, it was a very high anxiety, very nervous, very scared little girl. Not confident, you know, lacking understanding of self, and it caused me, caused me a lot of relationships, it caused me a lot of opportunities, it caused me some jobs, y'all, I've been fired, I'm gonna put it out there, I have been fired, okay, I have been let go, okay, I have been let go from relationships, I have been let go from jobs, I have been let go from friendships. And it's real, you know? And I think it was because of how I was moving, so unsure of who I was and what I was doing, and allowing different people's opinions and their fears. Let's talk about that. Their fears. Allowing all of that to navigate me. To kind of, you know, control how I was moving. Instead of listening to myself.
And that's the same thing with me, too. I'm definitely not the same person, little girl that I came to in New York at all. Even from last year, even just a few weeks ago in 2018, I'm not the same person. I can see the growth. But it's important to just spend time with yourself. But and it's okay to go through different phases of growing too.
Yes,
you know,
absolutely.
You have to, there has to be those failed relationships,
yes,
and friendships in order for you to learn how to navigate to your, within yourself,
yes,
around others.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I feel that's very important too.
Because
I've looked back to and reflected like, okay, if I did that differently, how would it have been?
Right.
But to be honest, then that's kind of rushing, you know, like the horse to the water. Like, you can't really have one without the other. Like, you
right,
have to be able to kind of lead the horse there. You just can't have the water and just, like, bring it to him,
right,
you know? So,
right,
you have to have time for yourself to grow. You have to be okay with, mm-hmm, just going through the process.
It's very true.
Because I tend to beat myself up a little bit too much of, like, oh,
same
well,
here, same
if
here,
we did this differently, if I did this this way, or, if, you know, if I looked this way. That's another thing, too, like, with self-image. You just have to be okay,
yeah,
with who you are and what God gave you and all your talents.
Yes.
We all are uniquely made. We're all here for a purpose. And it's just going through the motions of life to understand that and to tap into it to see what it is.
Absolutely, absolutely. Don't allow too many people to control your life.
No, because a lot of people are just, you know, like you said, it's fear.
Mm-hmm.
And someone told them that they couldn't, or, you know, they've even beaten themselves up where they've allowed them not to be able to do what they want themselves.
Absolutely.
So therefore, they inflict that on other people around them, especially those who are close to them, like in a friendship or relationship.
Yes, and I can't stand people that do that. You know, if that's your issue, that's your problem, or if you haven't found your confidence,
mm-hmm,
let that stay with you.
Yeah.
There's no reason to project that onto me, because you are bounded by so many of these possibilities and these outcomes that may not even be real or haven't even happened yet.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I've got to believe in me, and I've got to at least take a shot.
Yeah.
You know, like, I'm from a small town in Massachusetts where,
mm-hmm,
you can drive through the entire thing in 5 minutes.
Mm.
You know, when I was in high school, my grades weren't the greatest. I didn't really think I was going far. But here I am living in New York. You know, I graduated from college, from a private university.
Yeah.
With a bachelor's degree. I've lived in New York and been able to maintain myself here for over 10 years.
Yeah.
And I remember thinking when
and
I was
And you living by yourself, too.
And I live alone. Just in case anybody was wondering. I live by myself. You know, so
That's tough.
It is tough,
I came to New York. I was like, I'm going to get my own place.
Right?
I done graduated from college. I'm about to make me some coins.
Okay.
I ain't living with nobody.
Okay.
Girl. The New York City real estate hit. That reality hit you. It is so expensive here. It's
okay.
Ridiculous. It is quite ridiculous.
Okay. So, you know, you think you're cute coming out with a little degree.
Yeah.
I'm gonna make these coins.
Yeah.
I'm going to have me a nice little... It's nothing like that, y'all.
No.
Something like that. Okay, my first apartment was a studio apartment in Long Island with no car.
Oh, wow.
Okay, stuck.
Wow.
Stuck out there. Used to commute 2 hours to work, 2 hours home, and had to walk. Okay? I mean, the struggle is real.
I mean,
I've been through it. I mean, for all the friends and family that just follow me on social media,
mm-hmm,
and see when I'm out and having a great time, like, there's been a lot of stuff that's happened in between all of,
yes,
that stuff. You know,
mm-hmm,
there's been a lot of struggle.
Yeah.
There has been a lot of, trial and tribulation.
Mm-hmm.
There has been a lot of, there have been some bad times,
mm-hmm,
really low. You know, and feeling really low, not only in the situation, but feeling low within myself.
Mm-hmm.
It's real,
mm-hmm,
you know? Crying and not feeling confident and not feeling like maybe I could do this in the beginning, you know? Because it was a huge culture shock for me as well. I'm coming,
yeah,
from a small town where I've only been exposed to so much.
Yeah.
So now I come to this big city, the belly of the beast, and it, you know, New York has everything.
Yeah.
So everything smacks you dead in the face when you get here.
Mm-hmm.
And it's up to you to figure out how to navigate through it.
Yeah.
And it's scary, especially when, you know, I didn't come here. I didn't have friends. I didn't have family.
Same.
I embarked on this journey on my own.
Mm-hmm.
And it's been a learning curve. It's been a learning experience. And I'm so grateful.
Yeah.
I'm so grateful. I'm in a place now where I'm so grateful.
Yeah.
And I wouldn't have had it. If I could do it all over again, I would have done it the same exact way.
Mm-hmm.
Because where it's brought me, you know, I couldn't, again, I'm grateful.
Yes.
I'm grateful for the way that's opened my eyes. You know, if I would have stayed home, I know I would not be as conscious,
yes,
as woke as I am. You know, I don't think I would have the intelligence,
mm-hmm,
the intellect.
Be a totally different person.
Totally different person.
Yeah.
And when I look back on who I was 10, 15, 20 years ago, mm-hmm. I don't like her. Mm-hmm. I look at her now and I was like, oh, if we were in a space as two different people, we would have not gotten along with the person that I am now compared to that long ago.
Yeah.
You know? And, you know, I've had a great support system. You know, my family's been great. My mother's always been like a big, you know, big supporter of mine. And she's always been able to instill that confidence right back in me when I didn't feel like I had it.
Yeah.
To maintain that magic and to maintain, you know, my confidence mm-hmm. in certain spaces. Shout out to Mom.
Yeah.
Carol Fonts of Taunton, Massachusetts. Shout out to you, Mom. And, you know, and I've been thankful now to have this awesome, really awesome group of friends
mm-hmm.
here, you know, in Brooklyn.
Mm-hmm.
And they are just some of the most beautiful people I've ever met. And I, you know, all of that has brought me here.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it's important to just try to remember all those things. But if there's one thing that you will take away from this, it's mindset. I think that's the biggest thing, because mindset will trickle down and start to change other things.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that would be my biggest piece of advice. If you're looking for how to maintain it, how to maintain your magic, how to maintain your poise, your integrity, mm-hmm. your professionalism
mm-hmm.
during, you know, unhealthy interactions, toxic environments, things of that nature, like, it's mindset.
It is.
It really is all what how you process information,
mm-hmm.
how you react to it, and how you rise above it and keep going.
Yes.
You know? And the mindset, changing the mindset to be positive and to believe in yourself and have that confidence will really help take you down that path.
Yeah.
And you know, help you move along on your way.
I couldn't agree more. Yeah. Definitely speaking positive of yourself, choosing to see the positive in situations too as
yes.
well.
Yes, you got to be able to point it out.
So,
you got to be able to
like,
point it out.
For example, recently I lost my wallet and I was like, God, yeah, little, the LV one too.
No.
Yes, girl.
Oh no.
I could be crying.
So
it's very cutesy. Oh. You know, that's coin. God damn. Okay. But, you know, there was no coin. There was no actual coin in there.
Okay.
To be honest, it was just IDs, cards, and business cards. And and I was like, well, you know what, Lord? All right. You know, I lost that. I got to go spend another couple hundred on that.
Right.
But, you know, that's just, I don't need that wallet. Because what's coming my way, these blessings, that wallet's not about to hold any of these cards or money that I'm about to fit in. It's not going to be big enough. Yes, I honestly don't even know at what point I lost it. But I just try to just seek the positive in all situations. Take those lemons and make that big old nice pitcher of lemonade, girl, and just sip it, and just keep a healthy mindset, because that will just definitely be able to help you, like you said, navigate through those situations, good, bad, and different, and you'll have that peace. People be looking at you like, what in the world is she on?
Right.
Is she taking something?
They ask me all the time, so happy?
Yeah.
Why are you so happy? Are you on something?
No.
I'm on life.
Yes.
How about yourself?
Yes.
You know, I'm just naturally, I'm so grateful and happy for my I don't have a lot, y'all.
Yeah.
You know, I don't have a lot of materialistic things. I grew up that way.
Yes.
You know, I come from a very, you know, wealthy family and background, but I noticed the correlation between material and happiness.
Amen.
Okay, like,
ain't
or, none. Or unhappiness.
That's water and oil, girl.
Okay, like,
it don't really mix. You can buy things, you can go to different places, but if you ain't got happiness and a healthy mindset within
peace,
self,
right.
it ain't gonna work.
It doesn't matter.
No.
That's why you see, you know, a lot of people in different countries, or even here in the United States, that don't have much.
Yes.
But they are the happiest people and the nicest people you will ever meet.
Yeah.
That should speak volumes to people.
Mm-hmm.
So when you're looking at it, when you know, when you guys are on social media
mm-hmm.
and you're comparing yourselves and you're comparing your lives,
mm-mm.
and don't do it. That's the devil.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, the devil is a liar.
Yes.
Okay, and all that's trying to do is make you feel bad about what you got, when you know what you got is great.
Yes.
It's beautiful.
You got to appreciate what you have in order for more things to come in.
In order for more blessings to come through. Go ahead and speak the word.
On a Saturday afternoon, we gonna get this word. Hallelujah.
Okay, also side notes. Okay, We are in a cute little igloo.
Yes.
Okay, in Soho.
Shout out to Arlo Soho.
Yes. They have hooked us up.
Yes.
Cute little igloo with some heaters, a blanket. It's cute in here, y'all.
It's very cutesy. It's an igloo pop-up. They have their winter pop-up going on. I believe they have it until the end of January.
Love it.
More information. Y'all should come check it out. Yeah, go to Arlo Soho, okay. Instagram, IG. Tell them Raymu sent you.
Okay. Okay. Girl set us up cute.
Yeah, but, it's really nice.
But at the end of the day, it's really not about the stuff, y'all. It's not about what you see somebody on a vacation. So I'm gonna tell you what, half them girls that was somebody they're dating or whatnot paying, you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah,
but on a different level where, like, that's a different type of exchange is going on there. You understand, right?
And
like,
especially with those who choose not to be transparent within those moments.
Right.
Not to throw shade or
judge. We don't do that here. No shade.
No, we're
shade. We're just talking about the real.
But it's just that, you know, when people don't choose to be transparent within those situations, don't be so hard on yourself to compare, I don't have that or I'm not able to do that for myself.
What you have is great.
Yes.
And it's about being grateful, thankful, appreciative.
Yes.
And then working towards what you want.
Yes.
That's okay to do.
Yeah.
You know, because, you know, for some people on social media, they're not flexing. They really put in the work and, you know, instill the faith and instill the confidence to keep going to build the empire that they have.
Yeah.
So, you know, what is it about for you? If you want to be somewhere, it takes hard work, dedication, discipline, and the confidence and the mind, in the right mindset to get there. You know, I mean, y'all, I mean, we could just go on for hours and hours on this topic because there's so many different tangents.
There is.
And there's so many different, you know, angles that
I think
could,
the great takeaway for just to start off, because it could be a lot.
Yes.
You know, it's a lot to talk about. There's a lot of different facets to it. But I think the important thing to get someone started who doesn't know how to discover their Black girl magic or just their magic within themselves, period, as a human being, you have to have the correct mindset. Have a positive mindset in all situations. And with that, you'll have peace wherever you go.
Absolutely. Yes. Okay. Speak the word.
Amen.
And I think we can.
Special shout out to my guest, Sheena Nicole, for stopping by for Florida Culture and just dropping some gems and being open to a conversation of being a woman of color and how to maintain your Black girl magic in a toxic environment. I hope that these gems will be of use to you. Please stop by FloridaCulture_podcast page and like and subscribe and just to say hello. Thank you so much and be blessed. Special shout out to my guest, Sheena Nicole, for stopping by for Florida Culture and just dropping some gems and being open to a conversation of being a woman of color and how to maintain your Black girl magic in a toxic environment. I hope that these gems will be of use to you. Please stop by FloridaCulture_podcast page and like and subscribe and just to say hello. Thank you so much and be blessed.